Welcome to Ruby Riders, Pegging Paradise podcast number 39 on March 14th, 2013. Yes, this one did take a while. Hey, everybody. There is so much going on in my life right now that the podcast delivery system is obviously a little substandard once again. My apologies. The best part of all of this busyness in my life, though, is that it's really all good. And details will be revealed as they happen, but I'll just say it's all good. So, yeah, keeping on that theme, let's start off with the good news, literal news. A federal appeals court on Tuesday the 13th invalidated Virginia's law prohibiting anal and oral sex. Whoop-dee-doo. And that came from, the decision was related to a 2003 decision which stated that statutes criminalizing private acts of consensual sodomy between adults are inconsistent with the protections of liberty in the 14th Amendment's Due Process Clause. So, more ass-fucking in Virginia. And hopefully, more strap-on sales in Virginia, too. Though, I don't think all you peggers really let that stop you, that silly little law. Right? You know, I don't really think you did. Here's why I don't. I have a Facebook page, many of you know. My Facebook page gives me information about the people who click the like button. Just a few pieces of information. Don't think that I know where to live and where you live and where to find you. But it does tell me where the general area where you live, like cities and things. They don't give me your address, okay? But it also tells me how old you are. And in this piece of information, I'm going to tell you it's mostly all about where you live. So, you know what the most popular city in the entire world is for clicking on that like button on Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise page on Facebook? Fairfax, Virginia. So, what is up, Fairfax? You guys rock. Thanks for the support and the interest. And perhaps I'll have to do a class there sometime soon. So if you live anywhere near Fairfax, you know, write in and say hey and let me know that you are part of the group that made you guys show up as the most popular city in the entire world for liking my website. You guys rock! You know, I thought it actually was very entertaining to attempt conflation of these two facts. Am I right? I mean, come on! You know, the law goes away for sodomy and you guys are clicking on my website. I thought it was pretty clever, but and far beyond a simple coincidence. But, you know, meanwhile, anti-sodomy laws are actually still in force in 14 states. So we need to keep working towards getting those off the books. But meanwhile, Virginia, enjoy your now legal butt-fucking, pussy-eating, and blowjobs. I celebrate you. Yay. Okay, so in this podcast, I have just a ton of things to read to you that people have written in with. And I think I'm going to play a little music here and there because, you know, in a way, they're all success stories. And you'll see what I mean. There's some great stuff here. So some time back, I talked about naming my favorite position, you know, the one with the chair, and I kept calling it the chair with no arms, and that was rather tedious. So I ended up naming it the chairman, and partly it was due to a letter from a reader and his suggestion. So here's a refresher of that part of the letter that he sent me. I'm not sure if I ever read it to you, but let me just do it now because it's just a little bit. By the way, I thought about a new name for the chair with no arms, but I can't seem to find one that would do justice to this wonderful position. However, I do remember going to a special gentleman's club once where they offered unique chairs to the more open-minded members, and those chairs had a dildo firmly attached to the seat, and they called this the prickly chairman. The name is kind of silly, but I may or may not have taken a seat after all. You know, I kind of remember reading this in one of my past podcasts. And the reason I remember it is because I think I remember saying, hey, I want one of those chairs. Okay, so I heard from this listener again. And this man and his partner, they went back to this club. So check this out and have a listen. Settle in. Here we go. I actually wanted to send you a mail right after we came home from the club, and now a whole week has passed before you get this. I'm sorry it's taken me so long, but maybe my story can make up for that. So, as I've mentioned before, I finally got the chance to go to that deliciously kinky club again. And this time, it wasn't men only. So obviously, my girlfriend decided to join me. At this club, and at a few others all over the country, they organize these so-called mare markets every couple of months. It doesn't really translate that well into English, so here's the gist of what's happening there. First of all, it's part of the gay subculture. There were only men participating in the festivities that night. I'm sure it won't take you long to see the potential for a pegging version, though, because it took us exactly like 5 seconds. So whenever one of these markets is set to take place, about 2 or 3 hours prior to the actual event, men who want to be a sub or a bottom for the evening have to sign in at the front door of the club and are then supposed to get ready, for example, take a shower, etc. An hour later, the guys who want to be the tops can sign in and get ready as well. You can basically decide if you want to be a top or a bottom by showing up at a certain time, but once you're signed in, those roles are fixed. There is a pretty extensive set of rules these guys have to follow, and it gets kind of BDSM-y, but the main guidelines for the evening usually are something like this. At the beginning of every market, the subs are brought into the hall room wearing nothing but a collar and a leash. The tops then get the chance to have a look at them and choose one they like. If the sub in question agrees as well, the fucking can begin. At the end, every sub and every top can name their favorite partner of the evening, and whoever gets the most votes is declared the winner. The winner is entitled to attend the ultimate market at the end of the year, which is promoted as a kind of all-star game. It sounds a bit silly, I admit. So, we arrived at the club at around 10 p.m., when the fun had already begun. I initially tried to find one of those chairs I told you about to maybe take a picture, but they used completely different furniture this time. All of the following took place in the main hall, where about 30 people were sitting in the back and watching 10 guys bent over on benches or chairs, getting more or less royally fucked by their tops. We took a seat as well, which was a pleasure in itself, since the both of us were wearing our favorite butt plugs. I thought this would be appropriate, and I was totally right. My girlfriend and I have incorporated my bisexuality into our pegging play for some time now, and it's a big turn-on for us. Therefore, when I told her about watching a couple of guys fucking in front of an audience, she was sold for the idea immediately. Imagine us sitting right there in the audience trying to inconspicuously shift on our chairs to make the best possible use of our plugs. And the show itself was even more exciting. The 10 bottom guys were all enjoying themselves immensely, some bent over, some now on their backs. They were all in pretty good a shape. As an ass enthusiast, you would have enjoyed the view, I'm sure. I certainly did. A few of them were quietly moaning, but 3 of the guys were nearly screaming with pleasure. They continuously encouraged their tops to keep going in all gory detail and were seemingly rewarded accordingly. The tops were mostly naked as well. 2 of them never took off their shirts and, from what I could see, were right in leaving them on. All in all, there were 12 tops, but only 10 bottoms, which led to 2 of them always standing around and jerking their cocks. My mind started wandering, and I fantasized about joining in and putting those 2 to work as well. But that was nothing more than a fantasy. Neither of us is interested in adding strangers to our sex life right now. It makes for some hot, dirty talk, though, and we used my fantasy later when we got back home and took out our strap-on. After a while, the pairs split up, and the tops started to have a look at the other bottoms. All of them soon found a willing new partner, and the fucking began anew. By that time, the plug inside of me wasn't nearly as big as I would have liked it to be, and my girlfriend had gotten about as wet as you can get without taking a shower. The show went on for another hour or so, and ended with 9 of the tops shooting their loads into a condom. There was one pair that had agreed to go bareback, and consequently that top released his load into his bottom's ass, receiving much acclaim from the audience. I have to admit, I was a bit puzzled about this. On the one hand, it was totally hot to watch. On the other, I couldn't stop myself from thinking about the possible STIs, STDs these two were possibly giving each other at that very moment. But in the end, we left the club utterly aroused and anxious to get home in order to replace my butt plug with a more suitable toy. I think I will stop here and not go into more detail. This mail has already gotten quite long, and I'm not sure it is as much fun to read as I intended it to be. Telling you about this has been a huge turn on for me. And for me too, sir. Wow. I want a club like that where I live. And of course, it's not in the United States. I think it's in Germany, where you all have so much more openness about sexuality than we in the United States do. I'm so jealous. I'm actually more envious. And I'm happy for you because this is totally, totally hot. Would I have loved to be there? Absolutely, I would have. I would have loved to be one of the tops right there with the rest of the guys. Absolutely. Oh my gosh. What a story. I mean, that could be, totally, that could be a great porn movie. You know, that could be your basic gay porn. The visuals that I was imagining when I was reading it the first time and also now are just intense. So that was a complete delight to receive. Thank you so much for sending it. It did take me a while to read it, and you guys, you know, went to this club a long time ago. So, I know that you did offer if there's any questions that I had to please ask away. I don't really have any questions. I'm just thrilled that there are places like this, but you know, readers, if you guys have any questions, send it to the guy that's been to the hot club. I think my question would be, can I have a fundraiser so that I could fly over to Germany and go with you two? That would be my question. Wow. Thanks again for that letter. Okay, so now we have a letter from a listener way back in podcast number 18. This man, we talked about a couple of times, and he actually ended up going to a pro dom. He did check in and tell us that he did this, but he didn't really give us a whole lot of details. Well, that's not true. He didn't give you guys a lot of details. I mentioned in my podcast, wow, I could sure use some details, right? So he sent them to me and he asked me to keep them private. And he's changed his mind since then, and I'm really, really glad he did. Not only because it's a hot story, but because his experience is worth listening to, because I know that some of you guys out there are really craving the experience of pegging, but you're not in a position to start a relationship. You don't want to start a relationship. You know, maybe you have no desire to, yet you still would love to try this out and experience it. And as we've mentioned many times, you know, there's a lot of intimacy involved in this, so it's not something that's easy to do with a new partner. It's hard to find a partner who's into it. You know, we've been down all those roads, and it's so true. So, this story illustrates all too well that pros can actually give you your total fantasy fuck. And, you know, you guys don't really have to pay attention to satisfying them. I mean, that is one of the benefits of going to a pro. The point being, you can concentrate on your own pleasure because that's her job. And you don't have to worry about, is your partner having a good time too? You know, you've paid her and her job is to make sure that you have a good time. So I really appreciate you allowing us to share the details here. And here we go. She brought me up to a beautiful one-bedroom apartment overlooking the park. After some discussion, she said she was delighted to be popping my cherry. She told me to take off my clothes in front of her. She commented on how I have a toned swimmer's body and she liked my very attractive white briefs. She had me come into the bedroom and lay down on my back and had me remove my briefs and said she admired my trimmed package. She removed her dress to reveal a gold and black patterned corset, matching her hip-hugger panties, beige diamond-patterned dancer's tights and heels. She told me, the rules are, she can touch me, but I could not touch her. The warm-up was her lubing up her fingers and going right for my prostate. She asked me when the last time I had the Enjoy 2.0 in, and I told her the night before last. She smiled and said she could feel my pulse as she caressed my prostate. She then lubed up a device with a pear-shaped silicone head and a shaft that she used it to loosen me up. After a few minutes, she got up and said to make sure I didn't let it come out. All the devices had condoms on them for safety. She put her harness on and inserted her dildo. I commented how gorgeous she looked, and she had me feel the dildo. I mentioned, and she agreed, that women don't understand how a well-designed strap-on harness can make your ass even more defined. Then she came over and pulled the first device out with a pop, which she said that pop was me and that I had a very developed sphincter muscles from all my anal toys. She climbed on the bed and had me spread my legs and raise my knees up as she entered me. My head went back as the dildo, with its perfect curve, went straight for my P-spot. Man, my cherry was popped in a big way. She smiled, knowing what she had accomplished. She then asked me if I could grab the soles of my feet and pull them back for greater access. I assure you, at that point, I could have twisted myself into a pretzel for her. I grabbed my feet, pulled them up past the vertical, and she climbed on her knees with her strap-on still right up inside me. She was so far in, and all I could say was fuck me over and over. She said she would do it slowly at first, and she did for about 15 minutes. I tried to keep staring at her beauty, but I often went into a trance, similar to a super O that the Aneros Progasm gives me. She said she really loved the view of my legs over my head and her strap-on going deeper and deeper into my virgin ass. She said I could masturbate myself if I liked, but I chose not to, so I could continue to focus on how incredible my pulsating prostate felt. Her ability to continue to move up on her knees closer and closer as she went deeper and deeper into me was unbelievable. The more she fucked me with her strap-on, the more super O's I had. As a guy, we're used to surface stimulation of our cocks. With her prostate stimulation, the experience was totally internal and totally new. She then, for the next 20 minutes, really went to town on me with her strap-on. The warm down was slower, but still very powerful and deep until she pulled her strap-on out with a pop. I didn't want to let it out and tried to keep it in. I had an incredible urge to go to the washroom, feeling as if all my organs had been tagged. Once I got there and things calmed down, I discovered I was fine and returned to the bedroom. She had removed her strap-on and was relaxing on the bed. She said her legs needed a massage from the workout. I loved the opportunity to caress and massage her beautiful legs encased in the beige dancer tights and heels. It was now time for the session to come to an end, even though I had no concept of how much time had passed. She told me at the beginning that she would keep track of time and pace, and I should enjoy myself. She was still in her beautiful ensemble and offered me bottled water. I was still totally naked in front of her and emotionally in love. I now understand the female's oxytocin effect and what it feels like. I got dressed in front of her, and we hugged, and I gave her a kiss on her cheek and left. And that would be his story. So, you know, for all of you men out there who, when I suggest, I understand that it's hard to find a woman to do pegging with, and maybe you might want to consider a pro if you're just looking for the experience and not a relationship. For all you men who say, I would never pay for sex, kind of, you know, with that hint of, discrimination, and perhaps even a little bit disgust, here's what you're missing. You know, here's what it can be like. Sex workers rock, and laws against them really need to go the way of the sodomy laws of Virginia. So, thanks for letting me share those details. That was awesome of you to do that. I really appreciate it, and I think our readers do too. So, you know, when I read these things, keep in mind, when you go to a pro, you get to tailor what happens to you for the most part. If you're into dressing up in panties, you know, I read a story a while back, Miss Lauren, It was another friend of mine. He tailored it to what he wanted. This man tailored it to what he wanted. So there you have it. Okay. Next letter is from a listener from podcast way back 27, and he wrote and wanted to try pegging, but he was afraid to bring it up to his wife, partly because of the usual fears of sexual orientation and others finding out about it and questioning his sexual orientation, but also how his wife might react. Even though, and this was the funniest part when I looked back and refreshed my memory on this, she had already done a bit of anal play with fingers during blowjobs. And, you know, when a woman does that, you're most of the way there. But she had backed off on it, and he was wondering and really confused about whether he should go for it or not. And, of course, I encouraged him. And he's reporting in. Here we go. Hello, Ruby. I wrote to you a few months ago and wanted to give you an update. Talk to the wife. And we now own a spare parts harness, and the Fieldo is on the way. Thanks for your input. I went ahead and ordered the harness and just surprised her. It was a bit of a gamble, I know, but I figured if I knew her as well as I thought I did, it would be a pleasant surprise. She smiled and asked, "Where's the rest?" Thanks again. We'll let you know how it goes. Gonna give it a go this weekend when the young ones are away. Almost forgot. What's the best lube for a Fieldo? Yay! You know, I am loving the check-ins you listeners are providing me with. I love how you keep me up to date with, oh, and now we talked about it and things are going great and we're going to do it. It's exciting. I feel like I and all the other listeners are your own private cheering section for all the successes. You know, everybody who writes in and I read it online, it's like everybody's going, yes, he's that much closer. Or, yay, they did it. It's just such a cool thing. Because, you know, there's a lot of different successes. It's not just the act itself. It's the communication successes, the emotional successes that involve letting go of some very real fears and concerns and asking for what you really want. And then there's the actual successes of your initial forays into pegging. I mean, all of those can absolutely be classified as successes. So, yay for you, and please do let us know how it goes. And my favorite lubes are two of them. I'm going to get some shit on the first one I know. It's called Maximus, and I know there's a chemical preservative in it that causes trouble for a small percentage of people, causes a little bit of burning, but what can I say? I like it. The other one I really like is the water-based boy butter. Both of those have the thicker consistency and hang around longer than many other lubes I've tried. There are some other lubes out on the market, and I've got a couple of samples of a few of them, but quite frankly, I haven't had any chance to practice. So there you have it. Those are the two that I know and I'm happy with, but there's some other ones out there. Most of the other ones out there, just they don't have a thick enough consistency for me, but I'm always in the market to test some new ones, so I'll be doing that before too long, hopefully. But that's a whole nother story that I'm not going to tell in this podcast. Okay, here's another letter. This is a total success story. Check this out. I'd like to thank you for your wonderful site. I found this site while doing research, and I found more useful information here than anywhere else. On your Convincing Your Lady page, you asked for a message as to what convinced her. So here it goes. My wife said at one point that backdoor was probably off limits. I did some research as to how to talk her into it. I found an overwhelming number of ladies who said, "How about I cram something up your ass?" Not the most loving of sentiments, but strangely logical. So I began researching bend-over boyfriend, pegging, girl-on-boy, etc. I found your site during all this, and I must say, you are very convincing. So I talked with my wonderful lady. I simply asked her if she'd be more willing to let me explore her beautiful ass if I let her explore mine first. She didn't judge. She listened and then said that she didn't think that either would interest her. I then told her that that was fine. I was perfectly satisfied. I just wanted to explore all of her. Then I let it drop. After several weeks, my wife was giving me the most wonderful head, and I felt a gentle probing. I began bucking like a bronco, and she got very excited. We then made our normal wonderful loving and discussed how we felt about it afterward. I responded positively and then let the issue drop again. A few days later, during some heavy petting, my wife grabbed my cock, lubed it up, and began rubbing it in her butt crack. I slowly entered her and then barely moved, letting her rub herself and orgasm. Again, as before, we made love and discussed likes afterwards. Finally, I say that because the whole thing was an exercise in extreme patience, she asked if I was still interested in strap-on sex. At this point, I was surprised to hear myself say yes, as my original goal was already accomplished. I revealed that I had bought one before I brought the subject up, and then I had to leave for work. On my way, I received some very nice pictures of my lady in the new rig, explosive to say the least. I responded positively and let her know just how hot those pics were. I responded positively and let her know just how hot those pics were. A few days later, while sucking me, my wife paused and went into the bathroom. When she returned wearing her rig, I was surprised to find there was only excitement. She was so loving and gentle. I know I sound like a girl here. It was perfect. I experienced the draining sensation I've heard talked about. She then asked me to take her from behind. I was surprised to find her dripping wet. I started to enter her vagina and she stopped me, asking me to take her ass instead. I wanted to share this with you as a testament that patience and communication do pay off. Also, guys, be willing to give if you want to receive. Finally, be willing to keep it a fantasy if she's not into it. No one wants to be pressured. She may just come around. Pun intended. Ruby, lots of love. You deserve it. Keep educating. Oh, wow. That's such an awesome story. You know, sometimes I think that that's really such a smart way to do things, is just to make a hint and say, you know, I think I'd like to do this. And if the person says, no, I don't want to do that, then you just leave it. Because, I don't know, if you have a partner who has that sexual curiosity and the adventurousness, you know, that wanting to try new things. If my partner said, wow, I think I want to try this, even if it was something that I didn't think I'd like, I think I'd want to try it just to see how they reacted. So good on you to do it this way. That was excellent. And yes, I can obviously see that you definitely needed patience. As a matter of fact, you do get a patience award here, sir. Well done. You know, I have, as I've said before, been flamed a bit on the Reddit thread sometimes for suggesting that a woman might be more willing to let their boyfriend or husband take them anally if they were willing to have the same thing done to them. And this makes all kinds of sense to me, not just, you know, fairness, logic, whatever. It's because there is no better teacher than experience. Do you want to learn how to give good anal? Well, then receive it, and you will be much better at giving it because you'll know what it feels like. And you'll know what doesn't feel good, too. I find it not only interesting, but humorous that you came to pegging rather inadvertently because you wanted to fuck your lady in the ass. That's such an awesome reason to explore it. And it sounds like you found some very unexpected pleasures there. So I'm glad that you found the information you needed at my website. That's my goal, you know, to spread the word and have more happy asses the world over. Yeah. Okay, so last week on the podcast, I asked for music suggestions, and I didn't really get very many, hardly at all. So I'm going to ask again. What do you like to peg to? What do you like to be pegged to? What do you like to listen to when you're having foreplay, getting ready for pegging? Shoot me a message and tell me your suggestions, and we'll put up a list for everyone to peruse. You know, please tell me that I am not the only audiophile here. I know I'm not, right? Send them in, people. And maybe if I can figure it out, I'll make a song list on YouTube that plays them one right after the other. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be totally awesome. So, yeah, I want to know what you listen to. I want to know what music is guiding your pegging and influencing it and adding to it so that I can see if I like it too. Okay, you can follow me on Twitter, Ruby_Wright. I'm tired. Ruby_Writer. Got a Facebook profile and also a page with the thumbs up. All you people in Virginia, yay for the thumbs up. Awesome. Subscribe to my blog if you like. My podcast is on iTunes as well as on my blog. Send your questions and stories, all of them. They're all lovely. Send them, please, to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you very much for downloading and listening. And as always, 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 happy pegging, everyone.